You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio, dial 92.9 FM or 680 AM, but you can always listen on the Odyssey app. You can stream anytime, anywhere. You can even listen on demand. And now we indeed are on the iHeartRadio app, also iHeartRadio.com, as well as the TuneIn app. So lots of opportunities for you to stay up to date with everything happening here at the station. Producer of the program is George Ruggiero. You can follow him on Twitter, on X, at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Good day to you.
Where are we tonight?
We are hosting some general knowledge trivia.
General knowledge.
Back there in South Haven at Dan McGinnis.
So if you're out in the area and you're looking for something to do tonight, go out and see George play a little trivia. Also support our friend Kevin Cerrito. My company. In studio today, we might be getting some in-studio appearances this month from a man that writes about college football and college basketball for CBS Sports on Twitter, on X, at David W. Cobb. Cobb, good day, sir.
Hey, good day.
Good to actually see you.
Good to actually see you. I was a little worried. The train along Poplar held me up. I was trying to turn
left.
Did you feel
back at home?
Yeah, I did. You know, I hit a pothole and tried to turn left on the Poplar.
We got one in the parking lot, too, now.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Okay. It's on the cut-through, though. It's on that back side of, like, in between the fields at Willow Road. Like, it's kind of like on one of those, like, it's the cut-through street for the people that don't park in the front.
The speed bumps getting in here are no joke.
They're no joke. Those are the type. Well, remember, we were talking about SportsCenter commercials the other day. Who was the NASCAR driver that was trying to take the pickaxe on one of the SportsCenter commercials to the speed bump? I think it was the same episode that Drew, or the same commercial that Drew Brees was driving the float in, the Mardi Gras float.
Ah, those were so good.
Yeah. So we were thinking we might rank those later on during the summer because for those of you out there, we're in it. We're very much in it in the summer. Let's just quickly peruse over to ESPN.com. Here are the top headlines, Cop. Top-ranked football recruit picks LSU over Aggies. No name. Love that. American Anamisova stuns top-ranked Sabalenka. Okay. She's going to a Wimbledon final.
But it's tennis.
But it's women's tennis, and it happened in the morning. Sources. Arsenal to pay world record fee for Smith. Can you have a more generic headline that tells you less than that?
Smith.
And it's European soccer. Turns out it's Arsenal's women's team. And Smith, apparently, big player.
If I were ESPN, I'd
trust them.
I'd be promoting the heck out of Cooper Flagg playing tonight, right?
Well, you mean Bronny?
Bronny. Well, Dalton Connect, too, you know?
Arsenal to pay world record fee for Liverpool's Olivia Smith. They're going to pay a transfer fee of £1 million or $1.4 million. We also have to be sharp on our pounds to USD
conversion rate.
Yeah, because we got the Scottish Open this week and we got the Open Championship next week.
We do have the Open Championship
so we
next
gotta,
week.
We got to be ready for our pounds to our conversion rates. Seattle signs official to record NWSL deal. Okay. O's trade reliever Baker to Rays for draft pick. One of local interest, we'll probably get into this a little bit later, A's Rooker joins list of home run derby participants.
Shout out to ETS.
Shout out to Brent Rooker. 49ers wide receiver Robinson pleads no contest to DUI. I learned today that DeMarcus Robinson plays for the Niners. Did not know that. I learned that today. And then this was kind of a scary scene. LPGA's hull collapses on T-Box, withdraws from Evian, their fake major, or their paid for major.
Got a bad box of cigarettes there.
Yep. Scary scene. She collapsed a couple times, but so far, I guess she's A-okay. To put it into perspective, though, Cobb, locally, here's where I think we are in the news cycle. We got a new floor for the Tigers at FedEx Forum. And honestly, I, for one, would like to applaud this. We cleaned it up. The classic M with the Tiger jumping through it. Great center court logo. I do not see any skylines. I do not see any penises. I don't see colors that hurt the eyes. Clean floor. I'm all in.
Yeah, good old-fashioned Tiger logo, you know?
You know the other one that annoys me? I don't like the faded-out silhouette of the state at the midcourt logo. Ole Miss does this. I think Alabama does it.
Well, Tennessee's done it before, too.
Have they?
Yeah, back in the day.
No, not for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not really an option for Memphis, you know?
At least...
I mean, you could try to make a statement.
We had the skyline. Remember we had the skyline at the bottom of the floor?
Yeah, the sad part about that is, like, the skyline's really not all that impressive.
Not our strong suit.
You know, like, you want to do the river or something, like, sure. Like, there's other natural pieces of Memphis or
whatever.
Well,
we also had the Hernando de Soto Bridge kind of
running
through.
Yeah, I like that.
We had that running through. But, yeah, no, our skyline's not... It's not like you come across the river and you're like, look at that skyline.
You know, like, that's the exact skyline my grandfather looked at in the 30s when he was in Memphis.
yep. Not a whole lot to write home about. Okay. And so now we also have, though, more importantly, over at David's website, CBSSports.com.
It's my website. Yeah.
Also, I have removed the ad blocker from CBS Sports. I feel like
Thank you. That's huge.
Yeah. Well, now y'all don't. Basically, you can't load the website now if you don't.
Can confirm.
Yeah.
I got to get paid, bro.
So I don't know if it's every time my Chrome updates, but I swear to God, I spend once a week having to click remove the ad blocker. And so the only thing I can think of is whenever Chrome updates, it goes back to the original settings. And so I spend more time. It's a lot like when Xbox One came out. I spent more time watching Xbox One update than playing it. I feel like I spend more time updating my settings to remove the ad blocker than actually reading your website.
Which, by the way, I got 45 minutes in on CFB 26 earlier today.
Okay. Is the actual game out or is it for...
It came out today. So
we had the pre-order thing. If you paid the more, you got it early.
You could play it Monday if you paid like $4 gazillion and also downloaded Madden and all this stuff. But
you had to get the two-pack?
Yeah, the deluxe bundle or whatever. But for the normal folks out there, it came out at 11 a.m. Central. So I got a little into that on my lunch break.
Read a little coverage?
You know, I played. So I'm going to be in an online dynasty, and I'm going to be James Madison. So I played a game with James Madison just to get a feel for who they are.
Yeah, you got to know your roster. Have you settled on what playbook you're going to use with James Madison? Are you going to use their playbook?
Well, I'm gonna try their playbook because I would assume it's suited to their personnel. But you know, I'll probably
make
alter
the personnel
it.
Suited to me.
Oh wow! I mean, apparently in this year's game, like you get it at a mid-major and all your guys transfer out like they do in real life. It wasn't the case last year. You'd lose four or five. This year in the game, apparently you lose your whole roster if you don't have a really really good year.
So, I was talking about this with my old boss Neil today and Chase on their podcast. Do you think, are we ever going to actually see consequences of freedom of movement? I.e., are fans now, I think, like even my 69-year-old dad even admitted, he's like, I'm just cheering for laundry now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we're going to start to see consequences.
I think we're seeing it right here in the city of Memphis right now, because we talk about it being a slow week in the sports world. Well, think about back in the day, earlier on in Penny's tenure, when he was stacking these star-studded high school recruiting classes. I mean, that's what we talked about during the slow months, because there was so much excitement around the specific players and the names and how many stars they had. And, Penny had so many high-caliber 4- and 5-star top 50-ranked prospects, and that was like the juice and the momentum that got you fired up for Tiger basketball. But now, out of necessity, Penny's shifted to a transfer-oriented roster
style.
Now
we're also kind of going back to high school recruiting with this next class.
Well, I mean,
but yeah, no, I mean,
but for now, you don't know anybody on this team, right? You're like, all right, what am I going to go do? Like, go watch old Kansas State games to see Doug McDaniel? No, nobody's going to do that. So it's like, I think we found out
at the Tigers on tour on Monday at Brookhaven. We don't even know if Simon Majuk's going to show up.
Yeah, that's a problem with these international guys. I'm working on something for that later this month. There's a massive, massive influx of these guys, but the problem is there's a lot of red tape with the international student visas, and now also when you're an international student and you're getting paid directly by the university,
you're not on a student visa.
Right, there's problems there. So anyway, that's not unique to Memphis, but it certainly could impact them.
Well, I mean, like, that's the thing. I told George, the way I'm willing to say it is, Simon, if he plays college basketball, is going to play at Memphis. That's as confident as I'm willing to go.
Yeah, right.
I'm not, because, I mean, like you said, there could be visa issues, could be payment issues. I mean, I guess theoretically it could be eligibility issues, whatnot.
You're not going to get here until super late. That's common, too. You see a lot of these guys come over from Europe, and they don't arrive until after classes have started. They miss the whole offseason strength and conditioning program, and then you plug them in and hope they're ready to go.
I think, though, the other issue with, because there's no question there's been a de-emphasis of recruiting, at least from a fan interest. I'm not talking from the player procurement area, but I think two things have hurt it. One, the calendar. Like, it used to be really nice. Like, all right, play the season, finish the season, take a little breather, get to know the big prospects in January, signing day February. Like, it had a rhythm to it. Then we moved we got to the early signing period, and Nick Saban was right. That's going to become the signing period. And then it happens in the middle of the season. You're like, I don't even know what's going on. And then on top of that, the portal became much more significant, and there's just too many guys. So it's too much for everyone to just keep up with.
Not to mention, you don't want to get emotionally attached to a prospect in this era who commits to your school. One, he may not ever show up. And two, what are the chances that he stays around?
Well, there is also, because, like, we used to always joke when Ed Orgeron would finish second with big recruits when he was at Ole Miss. Like, congratulations, what did you get? There is now, like, actually some benefit to finishing
second. You'll be the place where the guy transfers to.
You could be the bounce back school.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't know. I just keep wondering as more and more things. And then on top of that, so basically schools either chose to increase ticket prices, or if they didn't increase ticket prices, like a school like Ole Miss, like, they've increased everything else.
Oh,
like,
now don't you have to pay to tailgate in the Grove now?
Parking pass, you have to pay for your space at the Grove. So, like, they found other ways to hit you, but they did not raise the ticket price. And so I just keep wondering, is there going to be a point where fans – insignificant numbers start to tune out? I don't know the answer to that.
I think the TV sets will still be tuned in for quite a long time.
Okay, I'm with you on that, but is there still going to be, because to me the problem is, if you start really transitioning college football to a TV product, which, let's be real, that's what the NFL is, I worry about college football without the atmospheres.
Yeah, I mean, the soul of college sports has been sold. I mean, it's gone. The soul of it is gone, and we're only going to see that continue. You know, we're talking about expanding the NCAA tournament right now. I mean, that could happen within the next week. They could vote to expand that thing to 76, and then I think you lose the soul of college basketball, because think about the simplicity of that 68-team bracket. It's a little annoying right now when you have the or on the play-in game. You got the couple of 11 seeds there where you don't know which one of them is going to be playing the six. It's a little inconvenient when you're filling out your bracket. But now think about a world where we have 76 and basically a quarter of your bracket is a bunch of ors. You can't really fill that out on Monday, Tuesday, probably not even Wednesday until that last play-in game is done. So then, like, the casual, like, bracket market can just disintegrates because we got however many millions of Americans fill out a bracket every year. Now it's going to get real convoluted and confusing when you got 76 teams. Just completely ruins it for that low barrier of entry for people who are casual fans trying to get into college sports. I mean, that's a huge thing right there that I think they're not considering.
No, that's a very good point. Unintended consequences are always things that are overlooked. I guess what has surprised me about the expansion of the tournament is it's unclear to me who's supporting this.
Oh, I mean, I think it's ADs that want the bonus and head coaches that want the bonus that comes with, hey, I made the NCAA tournament. I get another $100K on my deal.
And so maybe this was a result of, because when they first started stumping for it, it wasn't popular. Like, I feel like they're just quietly trying to do this in the middle of the night.
Yeah, but like everybody who has a microphone in college sports right now is yelling about how dumb this is. Did you see that poll that Rob Doster put out yesterday? 94% of people who responded say they think it's a bad idea. I mean, you can't get 94% of people to agree on anything, and 94% of people agree that NCAA tournament expansion is a bad idea.
And I think the simplest answer is it's just going through because the NCAA needs to pay off the house settlement.
Yeah, but it's still unclear how much additional revenue there's going to be in this. I mean, is CBS or Turner going to pony up another, you know, $20 million four more games between bad teams?
John Orrand wrote about it, and his conclusion was he still thinks it gets done because Turner and CBS both like the tournament, having the tournament as inventory. But the complication is, everyone at the NCAA is thinking, well, we'll create more games. That's more inventory, more money. And his point was doing it the way that they're going to do it, which is essentially just expanding Tuesday and Wednesday of the first four. You've not actually created new windows. All you've done is you're just going to have more games, so feasibly more sites.
Yeah, right. You'll have to put one on TNT and one on TBS.
Correct.
And,
you haven't actually created a new day. Or a new window.
Yeah.
You're just adding on to the window that you have.
And there's not really any wiggle room there. You can't move it up to Monday and Tuesday, or Sunday and Monday, because you're getting out of conference tournaments. You know, Selection Sunday's got to be on Sunday. And then if you want to keep the Thursday through Sunday, I mean, they could move the first weekend and make it, you know, they could go Saturday through. The women's tournament, they go Friday through Monday. I mean, I guess you could try to do that.
The only way that you could do it, in my mind, because you got to remember also, it has to be done the week before the Masters. Because CBS has,
of course,
it has to be done the week before the Masters. So that means the only way that you can actually go is you would bump back conference tournament week and start the tournament then. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't think there's an appetite for that.
Yeah.
And also, like, I don't know. A lot of these arenas had to be booked in advance, because we were discussing the other day of, why has the Arkansas Memphis St. Jude tip-off classic game not officially been announced, even though we know it's happening? And my first thought was, we don't have the Grizzlies schedule yet.
Yeah.
And so they don't want to book, hey, here it is. And then you lo and behold, you find out that that's a night where the Grizzlies have a cup game or they have a home game. And you
end up at the Lander Center.
Correct. And so, like, that's, nobody wants that. Well, because it's also, but it's like, they're going to try to make it Cal's big return with his players.
Yep.
And so they want it to be an event, and I get that. But it's just like, I guess contrast it like this. The Big Ten is very forcibly trying to shove I keep calling it the soccer formation. The 4+4+2+2 right. +1. They keep trying to shove that playoff format down our throats. And the moment that it got to the SEC meetings, and basically the ADs and the administration was in favor of it, and the coaches were like, nope, and they lost that support. There's not a lot of support. So now it feels like sanity's kind of winning, and that 5+11 feels like if they go to 16. But, I mean, Tom Meyer and I have talked about this. I don't know why we should have this mad rush to 16. Like, let's at least maybe figure out 12 first. Like, to me, 12's different than 4. Like, you knew when you went to 4, like, this is going to be a problem. You have 5 major conferences, and you're leaving out one no matter what, every sure. single time. So you knew this was going to create problems. In reality, what were we arguing about last year? a three-loss SEC team not getting in over SMU? Like, when, Alabama, don't lose to Vandy. 12, don't lose to Oklahoma.
12 was enough.
Ole Miss, 12 don't lose enough. To, you know, don't lose to Kentucky. Or don't lose to Florida. Or don't lose to LSU. If you win one of the games, you're in. Like, South Carolina, I guess you could make the argument. Of course, they got curb stomped. I don't know. I never thought South Carolina should even have been in the argument. But my point is, we didn't. I don't think we left out a national champion.
No.
And so, I don't understand this mad rush other than it's just like the constant search for more money, which, as you point out, it's like you're selling yourself out and you're the soul. But it's like, why not maybe kind of figure out and see if this thing works?
Oh, I mean, I 100% agree. 12 is my preferred format. I wish they'd stay at 12. In fact, I'm okay with them tweaking at 12, but I honestly wish they would give 12 one more year under the current format. I mean, I think in the long run, it's probably best that they abolish the automatic buys for your top conference champions and all that. But, like, just give it room to breathe. You got to develop a sample size before you make billion-dollar decisions.
Cobb, we can't do that. We have to protect the championship games. Those make a lot of money, too.
Yeah, but honestly, protecting the championship games would be leaving automatic buys for the teams that win them.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of have no problem if we treat it like we do the basketball tournament. Like, all right, you played your season. Like, Tennessee, Florida wins the SEC championship game over Tennessee. I mean, I guess you could make the argument that gave them the one seed, but it felt like
if Tennessee had won that game, there was no way Tennessee was going to get a number one seed.
It felt like Florida had already locked that up.
Yeah, it was.
And
yeah.
So, but they don't want to do that because that would devalue the conference championship games. But, like, I think you just seed it 1 through 16. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, like, at the end of the day, people are going to buy tickets to the conference championship game, at least in the SEC. I mean, I don't know. I can't necessarily speak for how fired up Big Ten teams get about going to Lucas Oil again, you know. But in the SEC, I don't think they'll ever have a huge problem selling tickets to that game. It's going to be two mammoth brands playing a game for a trophy. I mean, that seems like a pretty easy sell, regardless of what it pretends for the CFP.
Honestly, the one that I think would be the hardest to sell tickets for, maybe the SEC is not the right guinea pig because they tend to show up. I thought the play-in games were going to be like, man, that's a tough sell.
Like, yeah.
And were you going to play it in the same stadium? Were you going to play one in Atlanta, one in Charlotte? Were you going to keep the championship game? Like, I am glad that sanity's kind of taking over there. But the point that I bring that up is, with the playoff format, when everyone's going, hold on, wait a minute here, this is dumb, like, let's stop, everyone kind of had the same response to expanding the NCAA tournament, but it feels like it's just kind of getting, like, bulldozed in.
It absolutely is. You know, and they tried to puff up this idea that, oh, well, if we go to 76 and we expand by 8 teams, you know, some of these more, you know, mid-majors are going to get more access, right? Indiana State from a couple years ago.
You know what we mean.
They'd be in, and it's like, okay, yeah, maybe in that example, Indiana State from a couple years ago, they got left out. Yeah, okay, they probably would be in. But even in that year, they would have been the only one of the 8 additional bids that came from a mid-major league. And that's the way it's going to be moving forward. What's going to happen is if they go to 76 or when they go to 76, you're going to get a whole bunch of crap Big Ten teams. You're going to get a couple of more like 9 and 11 ACC teams from their league. And then, you know, you're going to have the SEC perpetually getting at least 13 in. And that's, I mean, I this is not appetizing to me. And I get it, right? Like, oh, look, back in the day, UCLA went from the first four to the final four. You know, you never know. Ole Miss in baseball won the national title. They were the last team in the tournament, but that doesn't matter to me. Like, if you suck during the regular season, I don't think you should be rewarded with a bid to a championship.
Well, and the other, I guess if you wanted to try to positively spin it, but not from a marketing perspective, not like the NCAA trying to act like they're doing something altruistic when they're clearly just searching for money. If they do it the way that I suspect, maybe and or hope that they do it, which is all those teams should be the last teams in. And so instead of having and like have them play each other.
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
And so bump out you'll get more of these teams out that probably didn't deserve to be in it. But at the same time, it's like, I feel like every single year we figure out man, there just aren't 68 good teams. And it feels like it's shrinking more and more and more. And it's almost like you got arguably one of the greatest competitions in all of sports. Why are you keeping on messing with
it? You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And to your point, like North Carolina getting in last year, they did not deserve to be in. And, you know, if it had been at 76 last year, Nebraska would have made it. And Nebraska didn't make the Big Ten tournament. They would have made the NCAA tournament if it were at 76.
Because of that loss to Iowa at the end of the year?
Yeah, without even having qualified for the Big Ten tournament. I mean, what?
I guess they are at the point, and I understand, it's also, unlike the football playoff, it is the NCAA's property, and they're on the hook for the settlement. But it's just like...
But where does it stop? You go to 76 now? And then you say, oh, well, you know, this is all right. You know, no, and then we got the public used to this, and now we're going to go to...
Maybe that's the plan.
We're going to go to 84, and then we're going to go to 96. And then, I mean, if you're gonna expand the tournament, you might as well just go to 128 and make it a symmetrical bracket.
Well, you could do Coach K's. Remember when Duke was going to miss the tournament in the COVID year? Everybody should make the tournament.
Let's go, Duke.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, I like Mike Leach's idea. What did he say in college football? RIP, but he wanted...
He wanted basically the FCS.
Yeah, right.
And he was like, they figured it out.
Yeah, I mean,
he's like, are you telling me that they can figure out at the FCS level, but we can't figure it out? I don't know. This is always my part. BCS worked. Yeah. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know. Like, the other thing, though, that I keep coming back to, which is we are still watching. When do we stop caring?
When casual fans no longer can fill out a bracket because they can't figure out how a freaking 76-team tournament works?
I do think you're right that that's going to be a sneaky annoyance where it's one thing, all right, if I have to leave a couple of 16 seeds blank and 11 and a 12 blank, but now, I mean, are we still going to keep the 16s? The 16 play, whatever, the first four games?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Because I think what they should do is get rid of those. Pay them as if, because I do understand the argument right now. The argument right now is if you make the first four as a 16 and you win the game, you get paid twice.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that. Factor that in. Put the schools in that earn their way, put them on the main bracket, and then make all, how many ever, if it's going to be 72, make those eight teams be the last eight, and if it's going to be 76, make them be the last 12.
No, I love that. I love that because then it feels a little bit more legit because then you have a higher quality of team, you know, that's competing in some of those games. And then it's like, you know, if you're Norfolk State, you're Alabama State, and you're in the play-in and you lose on a Tuesday night in Dayton, you didn't really get to play in the real big dance. I mean, you can say that you did. You hit the contract bonus. You can hang a banner, all that stuff.
Sure.
But, like, that's not the real dance.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the argument, though, would be, without that, does Alabama State have the moment that they did?
That's true.
And it's like, all right, how about the check? I'll tell you what Alabama State would want more, the check.
Where that kid Amar Knox, where did he end up? He's the Memphis kid who hit that shot. He transferred somewhere.
Did he? Because I thought he was one of Matlock's guys. Like, Matlock recruited, because he was originally committed to Memphis.
Back in the day, okay.
Did he play at Bartlett? I think he played at Bartlett.
Shout out.
Where did he transfer?
Eastern Kentucky, maybe? Yeah, Eastern Kentucky, yeah. Really moving up in the world.
Who's at EKU now?
Oh. Do I look like John Rothstein?
Not really.
It is... A.W. Hamilton.
Sure.
I don't think there's a Memphis connection there. But,
okay.
But yeah.
But I assume the check cleared.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the fun times there. Also, apparently we're getting, according to Ross Dellinger, we're getting a piece of legislation that is...
The SCORE Act, yeah. I actually like it. If you look through this...
There's some stuff I like. There's some stuff that I am... very curious to see if it would hold up.
Well, but it would be potential structure, and it would be a federal law, so it would supersede all these state laws, and that's why I like it. It would be the law of the land, because you're already seeing today, like as we speak, the foundation of this house settlement is kind of disintegrating beneath us, because the College Sports Commission, who's supposed to regulate these NIL deals, they are coming under massive scrutiny because they are rejecting a lot of the third-party agreements that are coming through their clearinghouse, and they're saying, no, if you're just getting paid by the collective to show up and sign autographs, that's not a legitimate business purpose. That's not okay. And now we're seeing the schools and the collectives push back on that. And it's just another example of how badly we need that federal sort of oversight.
The question, though, that I have is, can it still get challenged?
A federal law?
Yeah.
By the Supreme Court? I mean, I don't know.
Because I still think the bigger problem that you're going to have is essentially that law is going to effectively work as like an antitrust exemption.
Right.
But that wasn't collectively bargained.
Well, eventually that's where it's going. Yeah, I don't know. But this is better than nothing. If you have a federal law, it's better than...
No, I agree. I don't know. That's not... I feel like I'm pretty good at going... I can read something like, that works or that doesn't. It's why I tip my cap to Danny White, the athletic director at Tennessee. I think every idea that's been kicked around, he's been very clear. We don't think this is going to hold up. Mm-hmm. That's why Danny's been very strongly advocating we need to do the collective bargaining. Essentially, we need to spin off every sport. Yep. Because that, when I hear him talk, I'm like, okay, I can see how that works. Like, obviously, there's more details that need to get ironed out, but like, the framework of that, I'm like, I can see that working.
Big Orange Jeffrey over here just singing.
I know,
Danny,
look at
Danny
me.
White's
well,
praises.
I'm singing praises of, I mean, tough for my Ole Miss cred. You know, I'm talking about how good the floor looks at Memphis and then singing the praises of Danny White.
Yeah, sing Rocket Top for us.
But it, never been one for me.
Okay.
You'll play it too much.
It's a good song.
It is, but it gets overplayed. It's the classic, really, every third and one conversion.
That's what we're like, teaching Rosie, Rocky Top.
Like, again,
What is Ole Miss's fight? I don't even know. What is Ole Miss's fight?
Well, yeah, George can play it for you. It's a forward Rebels.
Correct.
I
have the sheet music for it at the house.
I bet
y'all used to have some fight song that probably got canceled,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, 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 okay.
Yeah, come on.
right.
Easy with the y'all. It's for him. but Ole Miss's fight song, I've always called it, it's the sweet child of mine. Of fight songs. Elite intro. The rest of the song's pretty mediocre.
Okay.
But the beginning of it's pretty darn good.
Yeah. I'll agree with that.
Yeah. It's all right. Let's take a quick break. We'll talk some Grizzlies. Eric Hasseltine joins us next. Stick around. Also, we'll get into the list and Jason Smith during hour number two. Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That music means we welcome to the program the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network play-by-play announcer. He, of course, is Eric Hasseltine. Eric, I need to check the scores. So we've got a big-time junior golf tournament going on at Colonial, and The first-round leader was from Zionsville.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, his name's Macaulay Myers. He is still the leader. He's currently 4-under. He shot a tasty little 67 in round one, even par round two, and he's got a 3-shot lead. So I just saw Zionsville, and I was like, oh, that's Eric's place.
I would assume he probably plays at the course I played at, which is called Holiday Farms, which is not an easy course. I mean, it can be worked, but
That might be why he's playing well at Colonial, because
I don't think Colonial's easy.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think it's hard.
Al Geiberger thinks it's pretty easy.
Lift, clean, and place.
Well, that was different.
Lift, clean, and place.
It's been changed since then, Cobb. Come on now.
Okay. I'm playing it for the first time, apparently, on Saturday.
He's playing Saturday with me.
Yeah, good luck with that. Enjoy it.
Hit a high fade. Okay. Just that'd be the... No, I think Colonial... We've actually made it as easy as possible. I thought I played really well last Saturday, like about as good as I've hit the ball in maybe a year or two, And I walked off with 84.
My partner with Black Tie Moving, shout out the sponsor of the station that I am a partner in.
Also moved me twice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully our guys did a good job.
Right? Oh, they didn't. I could not sing their praises more loudly.
Yeah, we strive for excellence. Sometimes if we miss the mark, get in touch and we'll fix it. But he swears up and down. He and a bunch of his all of our friends play out there with a group every Friday, and they're members out there, and they swear up and down. Corey thinks it's it is the toughest course in Memphis, and I'm like, I can see that. I mean, I can see where if you know how to play Southwind. Like it's easier than Colonial. You just got to know where to go in Southwind, and there's just not a lot of forgiveness. But if you can target shoot a little bit, but yeah, I miss it. I miss Southwind being open. I miss being able to golf. It turns out the glorious world of youth baseball keeps up a lot of your time. But you know, only got a couple more years of that. Not that I'm looking forward to an inning, but then the golf game will dramatically improve, I'm sure.
No, I'd say hold on to that and make sure Austin knows, like, that's the most fun baseball time. Because high school baseball starts to get, like, pressure. Like, it's just not as fun.
It's changed. It's now pressure there, too. But we're having a good time with it. We're off to Fort Myers next week, so I'll give you the
I feel for you. I know that's going to be tough on you. Hey, at least you're not sweating it out in Vegas right now.
Yeah, you know, I missed that a little bit too, but with things, you know, kind of the dynamics of that has changed, so they don't need my services there. So I said one of the things I missed the most was playing TPC Summerlin twice and TPC Vegas and hanging out with good friends. But that's a good event. Like, I encourage people. I know it's Vegas, but you don't have to do the Strip. If you have kids that are into the NBA, it's a great experience, because you literally walk into Thomas and Mack, where UNLV plays now. Shout out head coach Ryan Miller, who was there before for Murray State. He was at UNLV and used to tell me a bunch of stuff about it. But Josh Pastner there now. You can literally walk up on the concourse and you walk right to Cox Pavilion. You don't have to go outside. So you can go see a game, and if it's out of control, you just go watch another game. And the players, I wouldn't say aren't totally accessible. I watched a security guard once almost lose his job because a kid said, "Hey, can you get Zion Williamson to sign this for me?" And the security guard said, "Sure, I got you." And
hang
he
on.
Went over and yeah, he yeah. wasn't playing.
That I don't know. I feel like it's gone from where it used to be, kind of like when it was casual and fun. Yeah. Now it just feels like it's gotten so corporate. Like Tim Murray was telling me to get into the Lakers and
yeah, I heard that. $650.
I cannot imagine paying $650 to go see a summer league
yeah,
game.
Yeah, but after tonight, once the best yeah. players are no longer playing, it'll calm down.
Out.
It's awesome, man. I only went once. I went in 2019. And yeah. One, it helped that they were all out of like the standard sedan, and so I got upgraded to like a Camaro.
There you go.
And then, yeah. Like top you were down. Saying, Eric, like I was on the company dime, and y'all know me, y'all yep. used to blast me for how I was like.
Yes, he bought a loaf of bread and peanut butter.
Oh, I know. I'm well aware of Cobb's yeah. road antics.
Gannett, man, I was just trying to keep my job. So
I understand.
You know, I ended up staying out at Lake.
How do you feel about that now?
Yeah, well, I got out of there.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe taking him up. Push the limits.
So we stayed out at Lake Las Vegas, and I was, you know, I yeah. drive in 20 minutes every day to the arena in this Camaro, and I was like, wow, this ain't bad. And then I totally agree. If you ever get a chance to go to summer league, if you're a hoops it's junkie, fun. You got kids who are into it, like whatever, even if the caliber of play by day 4 or 5 isn't like fantastic, you're still seeing guys fight for their careers, and you're doing it from like really, really good seats in these arenas.
Yeah.
And you can just hop between the two arenas. And oh yeah, by the way, while you're walking between the arenas, you might see Vince Carter just walking by. You might see yeah. Jerry Stackhouse, Rasheed Wallace. I mean, it's like a who's who of the NBA out there. Oh yeah, I'm riding an elevator with Buzz Peterson, who was Michael Jordan's college yeah. roommate right now. You know, there's just so many little things like that that the casual fan doesn't normally get to experience that you experience at Summer League.
I think it's great. They do a lot of stuff on the concourse too for interactive stuff. But yeah, the way the tickets have always gone, I mean, I haven't been the last couple of years, but it was always, okay, the number one pick or the marquee matchup, that's the first one. They'll usually throw them on the Lakers. That session's going to sell out. The Lakers' first game's always going to sell out. They have more fans. But like, if you want to watch Vijay Edgecombe, I don't think it's a problem to get in to see Philly. I really don't, if he's playing. And then that's the other thing you deal with. Like, so that 2019 that you're talking about, Cobb, that was the Ja Morant year.
Yep.
And that was Taylor's first year, and I was there the whole time. And Zion's first game, and I don't know if he might have played one, but that was packed, and everybody knew it. Ja didn't play. Ja had an issue and did not play. De'Anthony Melton wasn't playing, but the Grizzlies had a heck of a team. Brandon Clark had to wait because the trade had to clear with Utah to get that deal done. Grayson Allen then came. But like there's some top tier guys there in terms of first and second year players or guys that are going to be there, and yeah, as they dry off. So yeah, $650 is because someone's capitalizing on you want to see Cooper Flagg against Bronny James. You're going to pay for it. If you got the tickets early, they're nowhere near that expensive. So I just always advise, hey, just buy the first 2 days, no matter what. Like just pay the prices for the sessions, pay both sessions, and if you don't want to go, you're eating like maybe $40 a ticket. I don't know what they are right now, but what they used to be. And I said, then you're going to get one where if you don't really care about it and want to watch it on TV, if it's a big marquee matchup, just sell it. Sell it for $100, sell it for $200, do whatever you want to do. But there's so much to do. The whole point is for people under the age of 21 that don't require, you know, going to the casinos or to different things. And there's so many shows, and it doesn't all have to be in the Strip. I mean, you go out to Summerlin, you go out to, you know, Fremont Street. There's just a ton more stuff now for families to do out there than it used to be. And it's still the adult playground, but I always joked when I was there, I'd be walking home from some event or party or dinner. And then, of course, we'd all sit around after and talk shop in one of the casino bars. And you're walking back to your hotel about 1 a.m. And there's people walking around with like 3- and 4-year-olds like, yeah, this is not good parenting. I'm just going to step in here and say your 4-year-old does not need to be on the Vegas Strip outside the club at Caesars, which I think is Omnia, like with a view of that at 2:30 in the morning. Probably should be in bed in his room. It doesn't make sense, but who am I to parent anybody else's kids? So, but it's a good time. And I think, you know, it's a good opportunity for a lot of guys that are not going to play in the NBA to get seen. We had an executive with us for years that was from Sydney, Australia. He ended up getting the general manager job of the Sydney Kings. And we ran into him and we're like, hey, man, what are you doing here? He's like, I got to find a couple guys. And the difference is my offer is $250,000. The next guy's offer, you know, for some of these European leagues is $500,000 to $750,000. The Chinese league was $1 million. And so we're going to get the leftovers, but we're going to try to find the best leftover there is. So a lot of these guys, we joke, they're never going to see the NBA probably. But look, man, I don't know about you, but if I was 22 years old, and someone said, here's $200,000 to go play basketball somewhere overseas, I'd be like, say when. Say when you want me on the plane, say when you want me there. I'm in, because there's a lot of the expenses that are covered by them, the travel over, the you know, depending on the league, the housing, however it may go. And you're getting to play the sport you love and get paid for it. And, you know, as you know, I'll hear young guys go, if I'm not making the NBA, I don't know that I want to go. I'm like, do you not want to make money playing basketball? You would rather make money doing something outside the world of basketball. Well, I think I can make it. Okay, great. I love the confidence, but you've made it if you're there. You are playing every day. You are a professional athlete. If you are here and you don't make it, you are training with the note of being a professional athlete, and you're not getting paid. You're just not. You're not getting paid to work out at a training facility every day in the hopes of getting a look from the NBA or the G League even. And it's a hard pill to swallow. I get it, man. There's that line of demarcation every athlete goes through when they were a college, you know, athlete and really good. And there were guys that were really good in high school that were told, you're not quite good enough to be in college. Guys that are really good in college, you're not quite good enough to be a pro, like a highest level pro. But if you can kind of fit in that middle ground, there's some good things that can happen. And I think what the guy who runs it, if it's still Warren Legarry, who's a big time agent and really took Vegas to a whole nother level, have done is created a lot of opportunity, not only for the players, but also young coaches who get to coach a team for the week and run a team. Obviously, Coach Usalo is coaching a team because he wants to implement a system. But most of the times it's a secondary assistant, not even necessarily the lead assistant, that gets a chance to be a head coach, to interact with officials, to interact with players, to hold shoot-arounds, to hold, you know, how they want the practice schedule to go. Man, you can't imagine how valuable that experience is if you're not really in it. It's just there's no words that can describe what that experience can do for young coaches and young players getting the opportunity to compete on that stage. So I think it's great. I'm a big, big believer in it.
Have they ruled Cedric out for all of Summer League?
I have not heard, honestly. I was under the assumption he couldn't play anyway in Utah because the trade hadn't officially gone through, or maybe it had. I don't know. They have to ratify all these things. I have not heard that they've ruled him out, but they obviously believe in this young man a great deal. We talked about it after the draft. You don't give up a future first round pick and move up 5 spots on a guy who many boards had you getting without moving up, if you're not worried that someone else has seen what you've seen and you really want him. Like, that shows, like, hey, this was their guy. This was their guy. They weren't taking any chances. And, you know, look, the bottom line is this, and I heard you guys talking about, you know, what is Zach Kleiman on the hot seat or whatever. And, you know, whatever the rhetoric exactly was, I don't want to misquote you guys. And I totally agree with what you guys are saying, but the fact of the matter is, if you're Zach Kleiman right now, in my opinion, and I'm not, and I have a great deal of respect for the man as well as consider him a friend, you're not worried about making 3 years down the road right now. You're worried about the next two. You're worried about next year, this year and next year. And you're worried about what you can bring in to make that run. And if it's the third year, which would be the 27-28 season, that's when you're, if you make the right moves now and all the predictions like you guys were talking about this morning, and you were guessing everything right from what Chris Harrington wrote, Jeffrey, which was impressive.
I missed the Mavericks. Yeah.
That's whatever. 14 out of 15 is pretty solid, bro. You're thinking that this year might be that year where you have to take a little bit of a learning curve and learn, get these guys to figure out how to play alongside one another, get healthy after, you know, Jaren and Zach return. There's nothing to say that you can't move up. There's nothing to say you won't fall down. But if you do the things and develop and continue to play better basketball throughout the year, you're going to look at this team as one of the things, hey, these guys are now two star veterans with a lot of young talent around them. They may be the team poised to make that jump. And that's what you're looking at. You're not looking at 2028. You're not worried about, hey, we gave up a future first to get this guy. If you think this guy can help you, not necessarily, I mean, obviously this year, but more, even more so next year, you make the move. You make the move. You don't sit and go, okay, and that's the guy they wanted. And that was the brilliance of Sam Presti that we've talked about. If they didn't have the guy they wanted and they couldn't get him and they laid back and didn't move up, they just traded the pick and got more picks. And that's smart. If you don't just draft to draft, you draft with a purpose. And I think that's how you find success. Now, you're not always going to be perfect, but, you know, if that's what you believe in, at the end of the day, you're going to answer for it or take the praise for it. It's one of the two. There's no in between.
Yeah, so my colleague Sam Quinn gave the Grizzlies a B-minus for their offseason. Not that the offseason is over, but I guess to this point. And his rationale here, this is actually kind of what he said in praise or in defense of what the Grizzlies have done this offseason. He said, and I think it jives with what you're saying, Eric, practically half of the Memphis roster is now promising young players between the ages of 21 and 25 who have multiple years of team control on seven-figure salaries, which, by the way, that sounds like a lot, but in the NBA it's not.
It's not
a bad place to be as you attempt to figure out what's next in a loaded West. And then he makes the point that Ty Jerome might actually be underpaid. So when you think about it from that prism, I mean, yeah, okay, have they positioned themselves to make the Western Conference Finals next year? Okay, probably not. But it feels like there's a path forward that has emerged over these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, there is, because unfortunately injuries over the last couple of seasons, especially in playoff time, have derailed what the thought was when you lost to Golden State in a 6-game Western Conference semifinal where, listen, I will, to the day my career, even after my career ends, to the day I'm done talking about basketball, I will say one of the most untalked about, unheralded plays I've ever seen in a playoff game was Klay Thompson on the game-winning drive or potential game-winning drive for Ja Morant, realizing what was happening and getting himself a half step more towards the foul line, which took away Ja's initial angle, which made him miss the layup. He didn't block it. He didn't make contact. He just took away the angle. And if you win that game, you probably win that series. And then who knows in the conference finals, obviously the Warriors won those and moved on, but you know,
did they beat the Mavs?
Yeah, was it the Mavs or was it the, that's a good question. It wasn't the Nuggets. Was it the Lakers maybe? No, it wasn't the Lakers. I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah, but it was the Mavs. Yeah, confirmed.
Yeah, I thought it was. And I thought the Grizzlies would have beaten the Mavs. I really did. I thought that the Grizzlies had played really well against them. Obviously, Luka posed some size matchup problems, but I think and a lot of people agreed at that time, whoever won that series was going to win. And the Mavs knocked off whoever the one seed was, which was Denver, right?
The Mavs beat Utah. The Mavs beat Utah in the first round, and then Phoenix was the one seed.
Yeah, Phoenix was the one seed. Okay. Either way, that was a pretty unheralded play. And then you go back to the Lakers series. You lose your two rebounders. You got no chance of keeping those guys off the glass. And Hachimura and Reeves go nuclear in game one, and nobody loses a home court game other than that. But you were hurt. You were banged up. You were missing two rebounders. And then the last playoff run, that you're banged up again. You got guys hurt. You got guys hurt all season long, and you're drawing on a tougher situation after the injury plagued season the year before. So, the point is that you move forward, and the team that was once poised to be the next big thing with, you know, the Thunder kind of poking their head behind there, faced injury situations that no
organization that I can remember has faced over a 5-year span. Just too many key guys going down, and that's unfortunate. It's a hard pill to swallow. So, like I said, if you're Zach Kleiman, you got to plan for 1-2 years in advance. You can't plan for 2 or 3, because back then we were all talking about who's going to be able to help you in 2 or 3 years, who's going to be able to develop in your system and be behind there. Now it's like we can't think about that, because the fact of the recent years and the sting of the snake bites of injuries is fresh in your memory. So you're thinking we got to be ready to make this jump after this season, even midway through this season and into next year. And then that third year, you're not worried about that draft pick is the point. So I don't know when Cedric will be available. I don't know if he plays in Vegas or not. Honestly, I'm not overly concerned about that. I'm not overly hyped about the way guys have looked, like G.G. Jackson. I think Cam Spencer is one that you look at and go, okay, that you can see some development there. I'm not concerned when guys aren't looking fantastic, but the fact of the matter is some of the guys that have come in have been impressive when you weren't sure, like Mayshak and you know, some of the other young guys. But at the end of the day, this is summer league. Wayne Selden once just carved it up and looked like he was going to be an all-pro, like Marco Bellinelli at one point scored 30 in his first summer league game, and Warriors fans thought he might start opening night, and they traded him by mid-year. So I try not to get too overhyped about it, but if you look overwhelmed, if you look like the speed is too much for you, that's a different story.
Eric, we really appreciate it, my man.
Guys, thank you very much. I'll talk to you from Florida next week.
That is Eric Hasseltine, of course, of the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we get into the list. We'll talk a little bit more about those off-season rankings and more from the world of sports. Jason Smith also coming up during hour number 2. Stick around, you're listening to Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.